Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, as usual, it's great to talk to you.
Well, you had some legislation that was approved by both the House and the Senate recently and has been signed into law, and it has to do with enhancing the training and education, particularly for humane officers in Pennsylvania. Why is this particularly important, and what kind of changes needed to be made in order to make sure that these folks are up to speed with our modern society?
Mike, we had an interesting situation happen when Libra's law was passed in 2017, which provided protections for animals that were being abused. And what that bill did is it gave arrest authorities and police authorities to humane officers. At the time the bill was going through, I was supportive of the concept, but very fearful of giving humane officers arrest authorities up to and including a misdemeanor, which that includes prison time and substantial fines, without the appropriate training. And quite candidly, I would prefer that it would be done in a different way, but again, we were not successful. So what Act 77 was, and what that did was my House Bill 1917, with great bipartisan support from both Democrats and Republicans, I was very pleased to see the bill passed both chambers unanimously and was signed then by the governor on October 2nd. What it does is it enhances the training requirements with over 70 hours of training in issues such as farm and food safety, agricultural issues relative to transmissions of farm-borne illnesses and diseases that might be transmitted from one location to another, as well as the civil procedure rules that a police officer might need to have to allow them to be a little bit more effective. Now, the bill was signed on October 2nd, so it goes into effect on October 2nd, 2019, to give humane officers an opportunity to get the appropriate training. What I like about the bill as well is it gives the local Court of Common Pleas the ability and the responsibility to oversee the education and training requirements of these new officers of the court so that we have some degree of double check and system of internal controls to make sure that the public is protected, that the farm safety, food safety of our food stocks are protected, and at the same time that we provide the degree of animal welfare that's so important in this day and age.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.